what goes into deciding what goes into the breakfast menus?
So when it comes to, we're trying to be compliant with both USDA and New York State education requirements. But basically, it comes down to you want a grain, a fruit, and milk, or, you know, be the three components that you see in your balanced breakfast every morning.
I've seen on various school menus across the state, one day a donut, one day a muffin, one day cereal. How challenging is it to make the grains a healthy grain that the kids will eat?
It is always a challenge, and one of the things that we're always focusing on is also trying to reduce processed sugar in our breakfast as well. But we also want to have food that children want to eat and not reduce any type or not produce any type of food waste. So we're always trying to work with our advisory boards and our parents groups and other things to come up with foods that are both nutritious, but that children will eat as well. But occasionally, yeah, there are those offerings, particularly at the breakfast level. When it comes to lunch, there are vegetarians and salads and other options as well. But breakfast, they're more limited, and they do tend to have things like French toast sticks that the kids love, but they tend to skew more the other side of the nutritional chart.
How often do you get complaints from parents that the breakfast may seem too sugary and not nutritious enough over the years?
We haven't received a lot of them. Breakfasts tend to be our more popular meal. Kids like breakfast. Think of the special treat it always was when you had breakfast for dinner. But we're always trying to explore those options that are more healthy. And I don't want to give the impression that all we do are things, let's say, like a Pop-Tart. There are also things like a breakfast bowl that has yogurt parfait with granola. We have blueberry overnight oats. You can do a chicken filet and biscuit. So there are a variety of other options. And there's always more than one option on our menu in case a student prefers something that isn't quite as sweet.
I think you said earlier that you talk with nutritionists to make sure that they are nutritious as well as delicious. How challenging can it be sometimes when you're thinking maybe we should put more wheat or bran into the muffins as opposed to chocolate chips or other fruits?
And again, that's what you're always trying to strike that balance, because we do want to provide the healthiest meals that we can for our student population. That's always our primary goal. The food that we serve is always compliant also. So even if it is one of these, and I'm hesitant to use the term, on the sweeter side, it always is fortified with vitamins and minerals and all the things, and it does meet the requirements that we have that are provided. But are we always trying to provide more and healthier options? Yes, we are. But we also want to make sure that we have things that children will eat as well. We're always trying to source as much of our fruits, vegetables, and proteins locally. Many of our fruits and vegetables that our students' plate would have been picked a few days earlier, in the heart of the summer, beginning of the fall, that time of the year, and it's really good, outstanding produce.
And how challenging is to find the local produce?
Finding local produce is not. We have a variety of different suppliers, so that's always good. And because when you drive outside of Buffalo, we are blessed to have a variety of different farmers that are able to meet our needs.